Hi everyone, welcome back to Love, Sex and Magic. So excited to be here with you. This is part two of relationship advice for new parents. So I'm sat down with my partner, Sean Jenkins, and we are talking about our relationship as new parents and some of the things that we've had to navigate and some of the advice that we would give to new parents or partners that are about to become new parents. So let's get into part two. If you didn't already listen to part one, please go back and listen to it for context for this conversation. And I hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you want to disarm a situation the fastest in a relationship when things are getting tense and you have a newborn and your capacity and bandwidth is at its smallest, the best way to disarm any conflict is, no matter what you're feeling internally, give your partner a compliment or stop and say, I love you. There is countless times that you've exemplified this and I've witnessed and then tried to exemplify myself. And I think it's such a honorable way to treat a situation, is that even if there's something festering, you find within yourself to just say, you know what, babe, I love you. I care about you in sky. And that's where I am in this present moment. And I know we're going through this, but I want to go through this together, being gentle, being compassionate. How many times have we used the word gentle? It's been like crazy amounts, because it's a more fragile time. I just want people to know, when you're sleep deprived, nutritionally deprived, mama's losing a lot of nutrition breastfeeding, things are just more fragile. You're on more eggshells. That's going to be a reality. So how can you find in yourself to be more gentle, not work more, not avoid more, not leave the house more, be there more, but gently, compassionately, honestly.
I love that. I love that. Like, we do that often. Like, we'll just kind of drop in and remind each other, like, if we're in a conflict or if we're in like a tense moment, we'll just be like, okay, let's just, we're on the same team. We want the same thing here. I know that you love Sky. I know that you love me. You know that I love Sky. You know that we both want the best for our baby and for each other. Let's see where each other is coming from and let's work together to figure this out, right? Rather than it being immediately me against you and who knows what the best thing is for Sky, you know?
And I just want people to know too, that just because you argue does not mean that all bets are off and you're in a screwed relationship or a screwed marriage and things are falling apart and, you know, newborn life is getting the best of you. There are things that are going to come up. Our newborns are our biggest teachers. Our partners are our biggest teachers. Mm-hmm. Like I love to say, this world is but a training ground for our souls to elevate to their highest potential in this form. And I truly believe that everything that we're doing relationally, what we decide to be truthful about with our work, with a newborn coming into the situation, how you move like water and integrate into those situations truly shows your character and really surfaces who you are as a soul mm-hmm. being, meaning a being leading from the soul and the heart. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what I find when I'm like, Mel's being extremely sexy right now. So if you want to keep your sex life up, keep your soul and your heart at the forefront of how you move with your partner, because it will pay dividends.
I'm glad that you pivoted into sex, because I wanted to speak about this as well, because I think keeping your sex life juicy and thriving takes on a whole other meaning when there's a baby. A, sharing your room. B, attached to me constantly, right? It's like there's like a, you know, there was so many times, there's been so many times in our past, in this like recent few months where I've been holding the baby and you like want to get it on. And I'm like, I'm literally holding the baby. Like, I can't feel sexual when I'm holding my baby. Do you know what I mean? So there's almost like this barrier for you to just instantly like connect sexually because there's this whole other entity. And what I want to say on sex is for women, especially, we get turned on when we feel safe, when we feel emotionally connected, when we feel appreciated. And I'm sure it's the same for the guy. So what I'm speaking about in terms of like creating a culture of appreciation where you see each other, where you respect each other, where you acknowledge each other, where you really like say, I love how you did that. I'm so grateful for you to do that. Wow, you're such a great dad. Thank you for being there. You're creating that attraction and that feeling of like, we're both connected. And if you feel disconnected from your partner, you're not going to want to have sex ever, right? So it's not even just about physically making sure that you still connect, making sure that you still kiss, making sure that you still flirt. Because I think sometimes it can be hard to feel sexy when you've just become a parent, right? You've just been barfed on, you've just been peed on. For me, like my boobs are no longer, you know, this pair of boobs that
I put on weight.
Yeah, but my boobs are no longer like this sexy thing anymore. It's like this is how I feed my child, right? So my whole relationship with my body is now different. But I think what's really helped me is being in a relationship with someone who you really make a lot of parenting sexy. You're like constantly like outrageously flirting with me. You're constantly telling me how sexy my new mom body is, you know, how attracted you are to me. You're constantly making a point to say that. And I try and reciprocate that as much as possible. So I think our sex life is healthy because we make each other feel seen and appreciated, so we're constantly still fueling our attraction to each other emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
Emotionally, which leads to physically.
Yes. Yeah. And I just, to your point, I would say that everybody's trying to crack the code on how do we keep our sex life up. And sometimes I feel like it's about pivoting out of framing the question like that. And it's about framing the question as, how can I be more compassionate and accepting and creating that culture of acceptance and love and really leaning into not counting how many times you've changed the nappy or, you know, changed his clothes or wiped the barf off or fed him.
You've got to let go of that. You've got to let go of that point scoring.
You got to let go of the point scoring, and you have to lean into pure, honest appreciation towards your partner.
Yeah.
And maybe people have conflict with this, but maybe like not just no matter how you feel saying it. Because there's something just really powerful in keeping a sex life motivated and finding each other primally still sexy and hot. I still want to rip Mel's clothes off. And that could be a lot of people say because it's in the first year, right? But to me, we've done a lot in a year. I've seen a lot of things from you that would be considered not sexy, whatnot, in common culture. And I would just like to say the way that Mel appreciates and emphasizes what I'm doing right makes me reciprocate that back and intensifies the electricity of intimacy that then makes us want to engage in sexual activity.
And here's the thing, like, nothing kills a sex life like resentment. Resentment and things that are not being said to each other, these little digs, these little feelings of they're not doing enough, they're not seeing me, they're whatever. That leads to you not wanting to open, you not wanting to be intimate, you not wanting to share your sexual energy with another because you're holding on to all of this tension and all of this stuff, right? And so, you know, something that I try and do in our relationship a lot, and it, to be honest, it's not even try, you know, because you're a great dad and you're a great partner, and it's very easy. It's very easy for me to. It's very easy.
As much as I try so fucking hard.
It's really easy for me to do that, but I think it's easy for people to see their partner doing stuff and not deliberately comment on it, right? So, like, I could see you being a great dad to Sky, doing all these things, and I could just go, interesting. He's doing a lot of good things. And I could just swallow that. But instead, I choose to stop you and say, babe, I saw the way you did this, or I really appreciate you did this. Thank you so much for doing this, which then makes you feel good and you want to feel good. So you want to make me, you want to make sure that I'm feeling good too. So I think what I'm trying to get at here is you should want your partner to feel good about themselves and about what they're doing and about how they're being. And if you create that culture of allowing your partner to be appreciated, to feel good, then they're going to want to reciprocate that back to you. And it's this ecology that you're continually feeding, right? And so if you're feeding that ecology in the relationship of resentment, of you're not doing enough, then it just leads to more and more and more disconnection.
And I do want to say that when you have a newborn, it can become quite task oriented. It can become wake up, you know, mama's got to pump, mama's got to breastfeed, mama's got to, I'll go change the nappy while you do that. I'll change the clothes while you do that. Baby, I'm in a shower. Is that okay? Yeah, I'll hold Sky.
There's a lot of juggling.
And then all of a sudden you hit the pillow and realize you've juggled all day. And then you do that about 20 days in a row and recognize that, like, okay, this has become like a task-oriented relationship for the last 20 days. And it's okay to recognize that and then break that and be like, sweetie, let's go to a massage, or let me massage you, actually. Like, let me coconut oil your ass, because like that breaking the cycle is always available.
Yeah.
Like,
or like, oh, babe, we're just watching TV like every night. We're just like sitting in front of a show.
We did and, like, this. Zoning this is a out, true story.
But like, let's just like talk. Like, let's just drop in instead of just like, you know, zone out and watch Netflix.
Yeah. That's like literally was a pivotal moment for us. So I feel like we were finding ourselves getting into a routine where, you know, getting so is stressful, stressing out. It's work, relationship, baby, dog, getting ready for Costa Rica, all of these things. And then it gets to the night. We just want to, you know, space out and watch. What are we even watching right now? I don't even know. But Netflix. And to take that and be like, hey, babe, like, we've literally watched Netflix for the last 32 days in a row. I think I would love to just talk. Mm-hmm. And that checking in instead of checking out will always, always pay dividends in the relationship in the long run.
And I think another thing that I just want to add in there is being aware of what your partner's needs are, not just in the relationship, but like, what does your partner need to feel good about themselves? Does your partner need to, you know, see their guy friends? Does your partner need to get a workout in? Does your partner need to, you know, do 10 minutes of meditation? Does your partner need to take a bath in the evening? You know, we each have like things that are important to us that will get sidelined when a baby comes along. But if we can try our best to like honor what each other needs as much as possible rather than just focusing on what our needs are. I think that's really important.
So important. Yeah. And I feel like that's one of the things that you did alone, or just when it was just you two, that was effortless. It was like, you want to take a bath? No problem. Work out? No problem. Meditate? No problem. You want to go to a ceremony for 3 days? No problem. And then all of a sudden you have a newborn, and all those things you need to, you know, make sure the other one's watching. So then it turns into, what's going to make me be a better person, a better partner, and a better dad? And so if I go to Fight Club on Friday morning, that ultimately makes me a better dad, a better partner throughout that day, because I nourished myself. So it's being honest about those needs too, is that Mel can't just read what I need. So I have to let her know what I need. That's a big one too, is being honest about your needs. Babe, I need this so I'm going to be able to function better as a dad, as a husband, as a overall human being. And then, Mama, what do you need? And then fulfilling those for each other, so you can come together better and better for Sky or better for your child.
Hey guys, just want to take a quick break from this episode to tell you about my favorite product that I'm using right now, and that is Pitsy Natural Deodorant. I've tried every single natural deodorant that's out there. This is the only one that actually works and lasts and stops me from smelling. But not only does it stop me from smelling, it actually smells freaking amazing. And there are 6 different scents. So what I love about Pitsy is I can basically choose the scent that I want that morning, depending on the kind of mood I'm in, depending on my outfit, the vibe that I'm in. So I might go for like rose, which I love the rose one. But then this morning I was feeling more in like a lavender clove bud kind of mood. I might feel in like a dark sea kind of mood. Like, I'm so multi-dimensional that I like to choose a different scent every day, right? So I love this product so much. It's also biodegradable, compostable. You can literally put this into the soil when you're done with it, and it will completely disintegrate into nothing. So super good for the planet, which we absolutely love. But yeah, most of all, just love that it actually works, you know, as a natural product. So everyone get your hands on some Pitsy. You can use the code MelWells10 to get 10% off your order. So go to meetpitsy.com or Instagram/meetpitsy. All right, back to the episode. And this is kind of like a segue now, but like, when it comes to work, I think it's really important to establish like how we want to navigate careers now as like newborn parents. And I think something that I've probably struggled with the most, I heard this quote and I can't remember who said it first, but it's not the baby that's the difficult part. The baby is the easiest part. What's difficult is how everything else now fits around the baby. You know, like, Sky is easy. Let's be real. You know, it's how we navigate all the other pieces around the baby, you know? And I mean, just personally for us, like, we do have a pretty easy baby, I think. But for me, one of the things that I've struggled with is my new, like, now I'm trying to do a lot of things. I'm trying to still run my business, which I, you know, is so important to me. It's my soul's work, but I don't want to be taken away from Sky. So I want to be with the baby all day and still manage to find time to do my business, to do the important things in my business, like create content, like coach my clients, do those things. And meanwhile, you're running your business too, and you've got all these important calls to take. So I think where you can get tripped up is like, especially if you're two entrepreneurs, it's like, whose work is more important? You know, how do we navigate who gets to take a call right now and who's the one watching Sky? And obviously this can be kind of mitigated if you decide to get a nanny or get someone in to help with the baby so you guys can both work. But for me personally, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be the one with Sky. So there's a lot to kind of fit in. How does everything fit in? How does everything get done? There's got to be something that gets sacrificed. So I think we decided unanimously as a team that for you, you would get to prioritize work and I would get to prioritize being the one that was at home with Sky more. And that feels really good for both of us. But I think if we both wanted to be the ones that were like pushing forward in work the most, and neither one of us were prepared to be that one that was mostly at home with the baby, then I think you could come into some problems. Let's say I wanted to like push forward like the most with my business and I wanted you to be a stay-at-home dad, then we would come into conflict, right?
Yeah.
But we're very grateful that we both want the same thing. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. And at the same time, I want to grow my business. But I've had to let go of like, this is not my season to be growing my business, because what I want the most is to be so present and so at home with Sky. And I can feel that in my body, because every time that I spend with like not with him, I'm like, oh, I need to be with him, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's really important what you were saying about making sure, because you're right, like our cards kind of fell into place, but if we both wanted to build empires and then we had the baby at the same time, but then you didn't want to get a nanny on top of that, yeah, conflict is going to arise in that.
Mm-hmm.
And which segues kind of into it, something that I wanted to talk about, it just about how you deal with conflict together. And dealing with conflict is something that I feel like are those small digs that we were already talking about in terms of like with your newborn, like and dealing with conflict with each other. And I can't relay, I know it's played out, but like communication is so key. And understanding how your partner communicates is maybe an even larger key.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your partner communicates in a way where they need a little bit of space to be able to configure the thoughts in their mind prior to engaging in some depth-based conversation, then allowing them that space, your partner that space, and whereas some people literally immediately verbally like get it off their chest and want to just talk and talk and talk about it until it segues into hopefully some sort of a solution. But learning how your partner processes information, conflict, how we're going to navigate is more important than the communicating in itself, or equally. Because if you can know how your partner communicates and prefers communicating, then the speaking is the easier part.
Mm-hmm.
I think that watching you and watching how you've built this incredible business, and then watching how you've now had Sky, and basically saying, you know, I want to pull back, or even in this way, I need to pull back, has been really admirable to watch, because I feel like you are expressing sacrifice in a real way. There's saying things and then there's doing things. And doing sacrifice is so much more massive than saying it. Forgiveness in actually doing that in like experiential way is so much more powerful than saying I forgive you. So the experiential aspect of parenting and how you navigate through that process is going to speak loads on your longevity together as parents and unifying the family.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And something that I really love that we do together is we'll often say to each other, you know, what are you grateful for right now in our relationship as partners? And what is something that you're grateful for in at us as parents? So I want to wrap this episode up by challenging you listeners, if you have a newborn or if you're preparing to have a baby, see if you can bring this question just into your partnership. What is something that you're grateful for in me as a partner? And what is something that you're grateful for in me as a parent? Maybe we can just do that right now.
Yeah.
So something that I'm grateful for you as a partner is you always make me feel really sexy. You always like make me feel really like I'm beautiful, like I'm sexy. I always feel like you make me feel desired and desirable, even in this postpartum period of my body feeling different. I just feel like you just always worship me as a goddess, and I really appreciate it, because I just it's everything. So I appreciate that in you as a partner. Something that I appreciate in you as a parent is you are always offering to do stuff for Sky. You know, you're not just assuming that I'll do it. You're like, oh, let me do his diaper. Oh, let me do this for him. Oh, I'll go change him. You make the initiative to do something for him instead of waiting for me to ask you. So I'm grateful for that.
Thanks, babe. I am grateful for you as a partner in how much you have an emphasis on wanting to understand my needs and how you can genuinely meet them, and not in like a aggressive way, but just like, you know, what do you need in this moment? Oh, sometimes it's just like a hug or being acknowledged or being present and listening, and how much you say, I love you. Yeah, your expression of love on a regular basis to me, I'm very grateful for. And what I'm grateful for you as a parent is how much you make me feel like I'm being a great dad. Mm. And how much you're willing to, yeah, sacrifice for Sky. Because I know how important a lot of things are to you and how much you're willing to set those aside, sacrifice, and make Sky your ultimate priority. And not nagging me, not critiquing me, but appreciating me.
Beautiful. Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you too, man.
So I think we'll probably wrap up this episode with that. So maybe try that exercise with your partner today and see if you can drop into some gratitude and appreciation for each other, because parenting is hard. Having a newborn is hard. Changes things. And, you know, just stick together, be a team. Remember that you're on this road together, and there's a reason that you guys came together to do this, and the universe brought you together to do this very important task of raising a human, and it's the most important job you'll ever do.
And so, it's a team with no points.
Yes.
There's no scoreboard.
Yes.
You're doing it together with each other with the ultimate goal of just unifying and loving.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope this was helpful. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a review, share it, drop into our DMs, let us know that you liked it and what you liked about it.
DM us.
Hope you have a beautiful week filled with love, sex, and magic.
Love, sex, and magic. Hey.
So I really hope you loved this episode. If you enjoy listening to this show, I would love if you would leave us a review. And really exciting, you can now have your question answered by me on this show live by sending in a voice note to the show. So you will have the option to have this message completely anonymous too, but it's going to be like getting mini coaching from me on air. So if you want to take part in this, I would love to do this with you. So go to the link in the show notes and you'll know exactly what to do. So thank you so much.